It's time to get underway with Radio Friendships. Stay tuned as your hosts, Don and Sandra Tipton, share exciting news about what God is doing throughout the world in this missions-minded radio broadcast.
Life in the shadow of a city like Nashville, Tennessee, is probably a lot like life across the United States. And I'm afraid my life would have turned out pretty normal if it weren't for the fact that my father, Tommy Waller, felt led to take our family down a different path. Dad picked us up out of mainstream society and moved us 2 hours outside of Nashville to basically start our lives over. Of all the things Dad's taught us here, one of the most important has been him getting our family ready to be used however God wants to use us, wherever he has us planted. My name is Braden Waller. I'm 18 years old, and this is the story of how my dad led our family and what he's been teaching me along the way.
Welcome to Radio Friendships. This is Jeff Reed from Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. You know, the world is constantly trying to redefine what our values are, and especially in the way of family today. We have a great example of family that is standing against that redefinition that the world is trying to put in the way of family. This is the Waller family. Now, we have Mike. Actually, we have the whole family in here. We have Tommy and Sherry Waller with us today. First of all, welcome everybody.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for letting us be here.
How many kids total are in here?
There's 11. 7 boys and 4 girls, 22 to age 4.
Now, our first introduction to the Waller family was through a beautiful film called A Journey Home, put out by Franklin Springs Productions, and was produced by Ken Carpenter, a wonderful producer of Christian films. But before we get into that, why don't we talk to you first, Tommy? Since you're the head of the household, how did this all start?
Wow, that's a good question. We started out, Sherry and I actually met in college in a typical, you know, dating relationship, and got married and thought that we would probably have, and never really talked about it though, but thought that we would have, you know, 2 or 3 children. But our third ended up being 3 and 4. So we began to ponder, you know, the whole family thing, and actually was, we were at a fellowship several years ago, and there was a family that had 8 children there, and we never even considered the idea of letting God really control that part of our lives. And I think it's not something that most families think about now, is letting God control that and be in charge of that. It's kind of a foreign idea. And we were faced with that. So the Lord really convicted us. We are very kind of black and white people in our walk. And so Sherry and I prayed about it. Actually had the name of a doctor that I was going to have a vasectomy. We were just going to stop having children. It was, you know, God is a last minute God. And he had other plans for our family. And so that began our journey. I threw the name of the doctor away, and didn't throw the doctor away, but I threw the name away. and we began to just let God have control of that. And we've been tremendously blessed. It's something that I think in our community, in our society in America, that's just not realized what a joy it is to have a large family. And the other joy is just letting God do what he wants to do with us. And that's an amazing thing. Mm-hmm. So we are tremendously blessed. And of course, the story goes on. And I was working many hours in a corporate job. And
now, was this to do with your college education too?
Yes, you had came out of college. I came right out of college, went into a corporate situation, and stayed there for a number of years, 13 years. And the Lord just really started pulling. And we had, at the time, I had 6 children, but I wasn't at home. And Sherry was praying, and she can tell you more about that, but just began to pray for me. And I just began to have a really burden to be home with the children, and what could I do to be there as a father. And And I think that's something that's being poured out right now with the spirit of Elijah and the fathers turning their hearts to the children and the children to the fathers. This is kind of a preceding thing before the Messiah returns. And that's something that's being poured out on the world, on the earth today. And we just received that. And I ended up putting in my resignation. And we, after about a year after I left, ended up living or moving to in the midst of an Amish community. And
wait, just a second.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people right now are saying, well, that's just crazy. I mean, it kind of
totally irresponsible. Totally.
You get pictures of Noah and, you know, building the ark and doing something just strange to step out of a successful career, something that you had planned on doing, to take your six children.
Right.
To move into, was it Pennsylvania?
No, we were actually in Tennessee.
Tennessee.
And I guess the definition of what is success, because our mindset is that success is based on eternity and not on a temporal life here on earth.
Amen.
And so we want our children to instill in them eternal mindset and principles that are going to carry them through eternity and not just some temporal value or something that they're going to be able to receive just for a short period of time while they're here on earth.
Now, at the time of this decision, Sherry, what was going through your mind as he decided to lay his career aside and take the whole family? Were you in support of it?
We were ecstatic. We just couldn't have been more thrilled. We had been praying along these lines. We had been listening to Financial Peace, Dave Ramsey's stuff, and been getting out of debt. The children and I had been preparing to sell our house, and we just waited. We were waiting for Dad to kick in with that decision. And so there was a process of a couple of years. We had six when he left FedEx, and five of those were boys. And I knew that I could not raise men, that they needed a strong father figure. And because that's in our culture, there's a strong feminization of men, basically because women are the teachers and the basic person involved in their life, and the dads have checked out. So I really had a heart to pray for Tommy to be the primary role model for them in their life. So he left FedEx, which I was thrilled about. I guess most women would wonder, how are we going to make it? But it didn't cross my mind.
Well, that's my next question, because it seems like an awfully big step of faith for you guys to really trust God for this next step. There were a lot of unknowns at that point, correct?
Right. Correct.
Yeah, had a house payment, still had a car payment, still had all the American things when he left FedEx. So he started a business. And the business kept him away from home just as much as FedEx did. So we thought, this ain't going to work.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of people listening right now that have been feeling that call of God on their life. And they just doesn't seem possible. Those things that you're talking about, the car payments and the bills, seem to keep them tied into that. How did you finally break through that? Or was it just a jump off the cliff, basically, in trusting God?
That's probably a good analogy, jumping off the cliff. And when you do jump off the cliff, there's no turning back. You know, you can't just, oh, whoops, I changed my mind.
Great point.
I'm going to get back on, and that's basically, and maybe even a better term would be a leap of faith.
Yes.
And we took a leap of faith, but we knew that the Father gives us a promises that he would take care of us, and that if we were walking in his will and his ways, that he would bless it. And that blessing is not always determined by material wealth or material stuff, but it's according to his plan. And there's so much more blessing in that than there is in anything else that we could get from the earth. So
we did have a plan. It wasn't total irresponsibility. We knew that we had to get out of debt before we could make serious changes. And so we got out of debt, and then all we had was the house. We sold the car.
Okay.
Just lose that. Got rid of that. And then we started working on, okay, how are we going to deal with this mortgage? The only thing we could figure out to do was to get our expenses. For Dad to be home all the time, we had to get our expenses as low as possible. And so that's when we met a family who lived in an Amish community who wanted to buy a cow from us. We took it down, delivered it to them, and they said, hey, there's a house around the corner for sale. You want to look at it? And we said, we'd love to.
Well, and that getting out of debt really actually frees us to go and do what God's calling us to do. Because many times, and I've had many people even from my work experience, from my old days, say, boy, I wish I could do what you were doing. I wish I could spend more time with my family. Yeah. You know, there's never been an older man whose children are growing up that says, you know, I wish I could have spent more time away from my children. You know, that's never what you say. So we were looking for that, and the Father did provide for that. And when we moved to this community, we were able to live together, We didn't have any bills. Our mailbox was not filled with anything anymore except letters from good news, you know, from our friends or whatever. So our trips to Walmart were cut down tremendously. And so we were able to live together. And of course, our family, our first five children were boys. Not that girls couldn't do it, but we were going into a life that was going to require a lot of physical labor. And so the chemistry of our family, the makeup of our family, gave us a good start. And they were excited about it. We had already not raised our children into the whole computer games and all that kind of things where they had to be pulled away from that. Okay. Television was not a main part of their lives, and so
they actually destroyed it when we left the electric world for the non-electric world. What'd you hit it with? The sledgehammer? Yeah.
We had a little ceremony.
It's
kind of a Waller ceremony with the television, but it really incapacitates us for doing the work that we really need to do. And
did seem as though you guys had a life centered around something else far more important.
Yes.
Amen.
And that was Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That started way back before you guys met, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We both grew up in Christian homes, but we kind of stepped out a little bit delved a little bit deeper into where we came from. But we're very thankful that our parents raised us in the knowledge and understanding of who Jesus is. And we were both saved at very young ages. But it is amazing, once you take that step of faith that God and give Him control, He's going to take you into really awesome places. And as you guys well know here, that's an awesome thing.
It is.
An amazing thing.
God is alive and well and very concerned about people all over the world. Well, we need to take just a short break here, but when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Tommy and Sherry Waller.
Friendships provides disaster relief, medical services, and humanitarian aid. All staff are volunteer, and there's no charge to participate. Looking for a meaningful way to spend your days and an effective way to serve God? All skills are needed, willing hearts of all ages. If you're a recent high school graduate and would like to learn about relief missions while seeking God's will for your life, ask about our apprenticeship program, RAMP.
Friendship. Live the dream.
Sometimes we sing songs and they sound good and we're just going through the motions, not to know what they really mean or how they came about. We're missing something. There's a song that a lot of people grew up on in earlier years called Blessed Assurance. And in that song, there's lines such as, watching and waiting, looking above. That's one line. Or, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Whoever wrote that song was seeing something beyond. And it's very interesting because the writer of that song is Fannie J. Crosby. And at 5 days old, through a doctor's error, she was blinded. At 19, she became a believer. She wrote over 6,000 hymns. And you look in your hymn book, check it out. Every song she wrote has something about seeing, because she saw beyond the natural sight. Imagine watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. Visions of rapture now burst on my sight. I think that's a sight that Fannie J. Crosby had that we should pray for as well.
Okay, we're back on Radio Friendships with Tommy and Sherry Waller, who were featured in a wonderful movie called A Journey Home, and their amazing story of family. Let's continue on, because I think we're interested about how you moved into this non-electric world, an agricultural setting that gave you a sense of self-sufficiency, correct?
Yeah, we had no electricity. We had no, at first we didn't have any indoor plumbing, and those trips to the outhouse were, the first couple times were pretty unique. We were running into all kinds of wild animals and stuff in the night, and so
And beautiful. You can see the night sky often.
Yeah.
Much more.
Yeah, it was very interesting. And sometimes we say what we were doing was what a lot of people like to go on vacation to do, you know.
Yeah.
We just spent our whole time doing that and living off the land. It was actually a beautiful experience.
Let me ask you this, though. How does a man coming through college and with FedEx, which is a competitive, high-paced world, move into farming and raising your own food?
That was a
competitive, high-paced farming. We were going to do it all.
Yeah. We were overnight farming. That's what we were doing. Yeah.
There had to be some challenges going on there, some real trials and learning experience.
Oh, yeah. It was very difficult for me. The children can probably testify that.
Did they see the best and worst of your personality?
Well, oh, this is Dad. Maybe he should go back to work for FedEx. it was pretty interesting because I really did, especially in the beginning, try to take my FedEx management skills and take them home. It's kind of like the Marine sergeant coming home and trying to run his family. So we were trying to get the productivity and all everything just right. And I guess kind of funny, I guess. But through it all, you know, the Father had mercy on us and brought us together and kept our family together. And we were, I guess, became merciful to each other, and especially to Dad. Hmm. Actually, not having walked in that place, it is an unfamiliar territory for many men to all of a sudden, I'm Dad, you know. Yeah, it was interesting, and we're still learning, you know, we're still learning.
But the things you learned there in that community have played out in the next stage of your life also, because, well, why don't you tell us about it? You've been able on a brand new adventure across the seas, correct?
Yeah, it's interesting that because we were ready to stay in the Amish community probably the rest of our lives, and we let me back up too, because we weren't actually religiously Amish. We were living amongst them and learning from them how to live off the land, and they're very knowledgeable about that. We were having a home fellowship in our home, which was not an Amish fellowship. But the amazing thing was for us is that when I took a trip about over 4 years ago to Israel for the first time with some businessmen, and they brought us. They actually asked me to come along and just tag along with them, which was a blessing. But I immediately found myself within the farming community in Israel. And when I met these people, I knew right then that this is where I was supposed to be. And that was an amazing thing. And so I came back and made the announcement to the family that it was time. There was another step to our life. And they were excited again. You know, our family is, I'm amazed at our children. If I say something that we're going to do something new, they're just all, yes, let's go, let's do it. And so and I really am blessed because of that. But the amazing thing was, is that the community that we lived in within the Amish community in Tennessee was very familiar, very similar to the community that we were going to in Israel. And it was amazing, the similarities. If you're going to an Amish funeral and an Orthodox Jewish funeral, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference except for the tzitzits or something from their tallit. They both look very much, and their communities are run pretty much the same.
So God was preparing you for this all along.
He prepared us for that all along.
Now,
what
part of Israel were you at?
We are working right now, and actually even the first place that I went to was a place called Mount Gerizim, which is the Mount of Blessing. If you look in the Bible, it's a place where Joshua took the 12 tribes of Israel, and one was on the Mount of Blessing, or half was on the Mount of Blessing, and half was on the Mount of Cursing. And they actually made covenant with the land of Israel between those two mountains. And so that mountain there is right in the middle of Samaria, what most people call the West Bank now. And we're planting vines there. The scripture in Jeremiah 31 says that you shall yet plant vines on the mountains of Samaria, and you shall eat the fruit of it. And so we're planting those vines right now on the mountains of Samaria. So.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but Samaria isn't normally a fertile area, is it?
No, it's not. As a matter of fact, in Isaiah, I believe it's chapter 5, It starts out saying, and we removed the rocks to plant the vineyard. And so that's what we have to do. We have to remove the rocks. It's very labor intensive, but we're moving the rocks and we're able to plant the vines there. And the vines do really, we have wonderful plants there, wonderful vineyard there on the Mount of Blessing.
So right you're now. Taking this blessing the nation of Israel quite literally.
Yes. And yes.
And there's one thing that people will recognize right away, especially if they go visit your website or meet you in person, is that you tend to simplify things.
Yeah, we don't make anything. We try to make it as less difficult as we can. So,
and it's worked out for you not only in blessing the nation of Israel, but with your family as well. I can see that honesty is a big part of your family.
Yes. I mean, I think there are obvious consequences for dishonesty, and us being able to work together as a family teaches us in an everyday life how to deal with each other, how to love our fellow men. And I think that, too, that me being able to be a father to our children has enabled them to be able to love their father as they would practice Amen. In that situation to Amen. Love their Heavenly Father. And that's a huge thing. So as we're doing this together, it is a strange thing. And we have people coming to us even as we go around and share while we're here in this country. We'll have people going to my children and saying, you know, is your father making you do this? Or because it's such a strange thing. It would be okay for my children to go and help you, and that would be okay, or help some businessman or make a lot of money. That would be okay. But for families to work together, that's a very odd and strange thing. So we are an oddity. But I believe that in that place, that's where the heart of God is, and that's where we want to walk.
What a powerful witness of who Christ is through family. These days, it's getting more and more evident. A family that stays together and prays together, like the old saying goes, is becoming more outstanding. I noticed on your website, which is...
It's hayovel.com, hayovel.com.
Yeah, we encourage you to go check that out. It's very interesting. You're going to have a lot of everything there. You're going to see pictures of the family. You're going to see maps and all kinds of stuff there. But also, I noticed on there was a map of you touring around the United States. There's a big, wide area of states that you're covering. But it ended at Louisiana. Is this your last stop?
Well, this is our last stop before we go back home for a 10-day rest with our parents and grandparents, and then we're headed to Washington, D.C. for the Christians United for Israel, where we get to talk with our congressmen and senators about the scriptures. Just open the Bible and tell them how important Israel is. And then from there, we're going to spend a few weeks on the East Coast touring too, and visiting different places and sharing with them.
Why don't you give the website one more time?
Okay, it's hayovel.com, www.hayovel.com.
And if you're driving in your car at the moment, or you didn't have a pencil handy, as always, you can go to our website at www.friendships.org. Look on the podcast right there, and we'll have the link right there. Just click on that and it'll take you right to it. I want you guys all to join us again tomorrow, because we're going to have a couple of the kids here. Who's going to be joining us tomorrow?
Brayden and Zach, our two oldest.
Okay. Sometimes we hear things from the parents, and we get a different story from the kids, or a different perspective. So please join us again tomorrow. Before we leave, we always like to leave people with a scripture of the day. Has there been one, like a motto of your family, or one that's really been with you through the tough times?
Well, the big one is, you know, Yeshua himself said, as you've done it to the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. And so our heart is really towards Israel. They are his brothers. And, you know, we're going to stand before him and give an account for what we've done. So that's our heart.
Yeah. Amen. Were you well received in Israel?
Yes.
Yes. Amazingly, yes. Yeah. And you know what? Unlike America, and I'm not standing in judgment here, but big families in Israel are a blessing.
Yeah.
And no matter if, even if the family only has one or two children, when they see our family, they come to us with smiles, and they know that God has blessed us. And here in our country, sadly, that's not the case in many times. So, but hopefully that's changing. Maybe we're setting a new fad.
Now, if people wanted to see the DVD, there was a beautiful movie put out about your family. How would they be able to see that?
They can get it on the website also, www.hayovel.com, and order one.
Okay. Yeah, they're excellent. I mean, we really encourage you to check that out. It would be an encouragement not only to your church, but to your family. You want to see a real-life story of people making a difference in this world. Check out this movie about the Wallers called A Journey Home, put out by Franklin Springs Productions. You can also go to their website at franklinsprings.com, I believe. Well, thank you all for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
And we invite you back next time on Radio Friendships. where we like to bring you interviews with people that are impacting your world for the love of Christ. Have a great day, and God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Friendships broadcast today. Don and Sandra Tipton invite you to join them again next time as we stand in awe of the great God we serve. Friendships is based at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. For information about Friendships Unlimited, dial 337-433-5022 or go on the internet to friendships.org.